For the past 4 years, WUSF has highlighted different communities around the region you may not always hear about, telling their stories with help from the people who call these places home. This year, our Telling Tampa Bay Stories series continues with a focus on Newtown, one of the first African-American communities in Sarasota. In this segment, we hear from Willie Charles Shaw. The retired U.S. Postman is currently a Sarasota City Commissioner. He also served as Sarasota's mayor from 2014 to 2017. Shaw talked to us about his life in Newtown, which was only interrupted by his service in the U.S. Air Force during the Vietnam War.
Newtown is a most unique area. We had a number of occupations, like my dad who drove truck for a lumber company, and my mother working as a domestic. And when I say domestic, she cleaned houses for various individuals. Within the Newtown proper, we are the most diverse portion of the city of Sarasota. Prior to going into the military, housing for people of Newtown was very open. We had more than enough housing. And when I came back, there was this new section of housing off of Central, which was a cow pasture when I left. And the people who came in changed the mood. It changed so much of what this community was, because many of them were seasonal. Before Hugo Chavez and the migrant worker, black folk were known as seasonal workers. I don't know if you're familiar with Sarasota's celery fields. Well, that was an area known as Johnson Camp, and it was an encampment of transitional people on the season. With that housing and federal funding opportunity, these apartments had to be filled, and they took those people, many of them, and brought them into the community. So there was a great transformation taking place, not always for the best, because we saw the great influx of the drug community, crack and everything else that came along. I am a survivor of the crack crisis. During that time, I lost my only sister, and it brought about a reckoning. When I came into the arena of public office, it was all new. Really wasn't something I had planned on doing. But then I thought back to a friend of mine that I had spoken to in the period of the military, and I told her that I would be the first black mayor of the city of Sarasota. 20 years later, never had it dawned upon me that it was going to be. Not that I was the first, but that I would become mayor of the Sarasota, 3 consecutive rounds as mayor, twice as vice mayor. There's a cemetery known as Galilee. My roots are so deep here. I could take you out and show you Jerry Hemphill, who was a Spanish-American War veteran. Were I to go to Woodlawn, I would be able to show you World War I uncles, my dad, World War II cousins, and other uncles. I have this great passion and love for this city and this community, and it moves me and drives me every day. Coming here, you will come again. Newtown is a plethora of energies that is compared to none other area in the immediate region right now. I tell people all the time, come here, drink the water, sleep in the bed, and tomorrow you'll be back here. You won't leave here without wanting to come back here.